Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Brooklyn's own Joe Causey from CBS FM.
And intern Anthony from the all-new 102.7. Joe, look, there's cameras in the room
again. There's cameras in the room once again. I mean, well, these are the ones we see. There's cameras in this joint that we don't see.
I know. Those are the ones that get us in trouble.
I know. And personally, I don't care. You know? I mean... they can put...
If you just heard that pull out of a cigar, the problem in the studio right now is that Brooklyn's own came in with a nice electric cigar.
I'm not breaking the law. I'm not breaking the law.
You're a
walking
fire hazard. That's what you are.
Hey, come on. It's holiday time. Let's be nice. Let's be light.
All right.
And speaking of the holidays... one of the biggest guys in Brooklyn, and now in all the five boroughs, mm-hmm. when it comes to holiday time, he's here with us. Tony Muir is here. Tony, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, how you doing, Joe?
How you like that?
How you doing, Ant?
He don't look like he's from Brooklyn, you know?
Let me see.
No, what do I look like?
No, he looks like he's from Brooklyn.
Yeah?
You don't think so?
I'm from Jersey.
Yeah.
Jersey, not so.
No, he doesn't. You look like a little, like, let's look Italian.
Oh, no, I don't look Italian.
You don't look Italian.
No, what do I
know? I don't know.
Did you know that Joe was part pirate?
No. Oh, I heard that. I heard that episode.
Oh, I believe that.
Yeah.
No, I most definitely believe. Yeah. I believe that I came from the pirates.
Yeah. Somewhere, Louis.
No, I'm telling you. Whenever I do a remote and like I'm in the islands in the Caribbean, I'm by the beach. I just feel something. I go to Disney World. I go on Pirates of the Caribbean 8 times. I love it.
You sure it's not Ajita you feel?
No, it's not. I believe I was from the pirates.
You know, the joke about the pirate that walks into the bar with the steering wheel on his you know what?
Brajo.
Yeah.
What's the joke?
And the bartender says, "What's with the steering wheel?" And he goes, "Arg, it's driving me nuts."
Don't use that on the radio. You get in trouble.
I can't use it on the radio, but anything goes here.
Anything goes here.
The other one I love that I just heard, you know the
it's your show. You know, guys.
We could go home.
You know the chicken gizzard? You know the gizzards?
Yeah.
You know that joke? Go ahead. If you have a gizzard, and I have a gizzard.
What do we got? Yeah. The gizzard each.
The gizzard each.
So it's each his own. All right. Now, Tony, you're here today talking about the Slice of Brooklyn Christmas tour.
Yeah.
Now, you also have the Slice of Brooklyn pizza tour.
Yeah.
And coming soon, we're going to have the Slice of Brooklyn Where Wise Guys Got Wasted tour. That's going to be happening, too.
I don't know.
That would be a great tour.
Yeah, it would. I actually got involved with a mutual friend of ours to do a tour like that.
Uh-huh.
A man who shall remain nameless until the mics are off.
Yeah.
And then my involvement was going to be a lot more than I thought it was going to be, so let's leave it at that.
That would be a great thing, but.
Oh, yeah.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
I would go
we
that.
Did a did a group, you know, with our tour. We bring in folks from like New Jersey, Connecticut, Pennsylvania, and they want to do the Christmas lights tour. So we make sure that if they come in, we bring some money back to the local economy. So I had one group do dinner at L&B the other night. On Sunday night, they did dinner at Tommaso's, and they were in the back room.
On 86th Street.
Yeah. And that back room in Tommaso's, Henry Hill wrote a book. It was like The Wise Guy's Guide to New York City.
Uh-huh.
And the meetings that took place in that back room. In fact, when you walk in the restaurant, on the right, there's a dresser. So the chef has books in there and stuff, uh-huh. but a framed picture, Paul Castellano, right in there.
When really? You walk
in. Yeah, that's a that, wow. There are many, many high-level meetings in that back room.
Well, there's a lot of restaurants in Brooklyn that have been like that.
Yeah.
I mean, La Palina, Gargiulo's, a lot of places like that down in Williamsburg.
Bamonti's. Allegedly. Allegedly.
Because I can't talk. I can't talk. But Christmas is here. The city is lit up. And everybody thinks, you know, people come from like, you know, Virginia and North Dakota and Minnesota and California. Oh, we got to go to New York City. But that's not what it's all about.
No.
The real Christmas displays are in where?
Brooklyn, baby.
Tell them what part.
Diker Heights.
Which is your?
old neighborhood.
Like you lived there.
I miss it. God, I feel at home every time I come over the bridge.
Really? Where were you? Where'd you live? There.
I lived on 84th between 15th and 16th.
Oh, yeah.
I go down that block and I get stomach pains from what it looks like right now. What they did to my house in 1 year, they haven't cut the grass once. Nobody picks up a friggin' broom on the block.
Yeah.
Nobody hoses the cement in the front of the house, which nobody does on Staten Island.
I wash my cement.
But nobody has cement to begin with. That's the problem.
I have
everybody
cement.
Has
I
a
power
wall.
Wash my cement.
Yes. Yeah, all right. In Brooklyn, nobody power washed anything. We just hosed it. And however dirty it stayed, it stayed. But I was two blocks away from all of the main stuff.
That, yeah.
But even being two blocks away, and our decorations paled in comparison to what the rich people can do up the block.
Right.
But, I mean...
Oh, now you're going to say you're broken down. That's what
I'm
you're
not saying I'm broken down. I'm saying...
I am. While you're here, this is good that you're here.
All right.
Because
okay.
I got to get this out right in the beginning of the broadcast, okay? This guy, he's always crying. You know the guy, you know, they're crying with
like
14 loaves of semolina bread under their arms, all right? What'd you just buy this week?
I leased.
What did you just lease this week?
A Tesla Model 3.
Okay. And when you're driving into the city, what are you doing?
Driving the car.
You're not driving the car. Who's driving the car?
The car. The car drives by itself.
I don't drive. My car don't drive itself. Does
mine,
your car?
No, mine don't. No.
I'm not an intern, are you?
No, I'm not. No.
Maybe there's something I'm missing, but...
Maybe Anthony paints houses that we don't know about.
He may be painting houses. I don't know what's going on.
I'm a good interior
What color is
painter.
This Tesla, anyway?
It's black on the outside,
of course.
White on the inside.
White?
Completely white. Like
Oh, it's like an Oreo.
That's a good name for it, Joe.
You're going to name your
Oreo.
Car. You don't start doing that with the pinstriping on the door with the name.
I won't write it anywhere, but that's a good name to call it.
You could do that, you know.
Oreo.
All my Cadillac friends, they do that. They have their names in the
back
with the champagne glasses.
Sure. Putting a name
you know?
On it.
Oh, yeah.
No way.
People. I wonder if any places still do that.
Now, you lived down the block from... where he does the Dyckel Heights lighting, correct?
I mean, I lived right in the heart of it. I feel like 84th Street, maybe 85th, is the heart of it all.
But it's growing now. Isn't it growing now?
Yeah, I mean, it was always, so on 84th Street was where it started with Lucy. And then literally, you know, from going
I tell everybody who Lucy is, so those people don't know.
So Lucy Spada, her claim to fame is the entire year she has a sausage and pepper stand at all the feasts.
And her husband just passed away.
Her husband just passed away, Angelo.
During the Mount Carmel feast.
She's still doing the decorations, though.
Yeah, well, you know, the thing is we've done many, many interviews for, like, Nightline and Good Morning America with Lucy. And the thing is, you know, she already had a stipulation that none of the kids get the house unless they decorate. It's in her will. They have to decorate or they don't get it.
Wow.
When Angelo passed away, he was a big part of her life and big part of Brooklyn, really. And, and so he said to her when he knew that his time was limited, you have to continue the lights. You
that
have
was
to.
Nice. Yeah.
And so we weren't sure what was going to happen this year. It would have been totally understandable if she didn't. What happened was also across the street from her, the Palazzotto house with that giant Santa.
With the big Santa.
Alfred had passed away. He, the one who created it had passed away in 2001. Well, really, the man who created it, his name is Lou Nasty. He's got a workshop out in Flatbush. He looks like Geppetto, and he created that for – he does all these animatronic figures.
Uh-huh.
So when Al passed away, Al Palazzotto, who was Lucy's lawyer, he passed away in 2001. All the lights in Dyckel went black that night in his honor.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Florence had been continuing his widow, and she just passed away a few weeks ago. So the kids are now continuing the tradition. So it's beyond really even what it originally started as.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, Lucy came to the neighborhood in 1986 from Bensonhurst. And like, as we try to tell the people on the tours, you know, we're taking you to an Italian neighborhood, Catholic, as you can see from all the saints and the nativities in the yard.
Right.
So what greater holiday is there for us? I mean, you as soon as December hits, you walk those streets. Like I said, I went to Villa Batte before.
Yeah.
That's what you do. You walk the streets. You see people. There's a whole different air about everything. But that's, you know, when the neighborhood comes alive. When Lucy moved to Dyker, which was a very quiet neighborhood, right? Very reserved neighborhood, very well-to-do neighborhood. She doesn't have a big house, but she started decorating in the tradition that her mother started, and she continued. But people didn't like the tradition. They didn't like the lights. They didn't like the fact that cars were slowing down and causing traffic to see the lights.
Yeah, it's a pain in the ass.
So the people in the neighborhood.
Take it easy.
It's not a pain in the ass.
Take it easy. It's once a year. It's 2 weeks a year.
I lived on 84th Street.
I don't care.
It was like
stop it.
To get two blocks.
Tonino Scrooge.
I know.
No, you know around that time not to drive there. You got to walk there.
Right. You park a couple of blocks away, park at Staten Island, and walk over the bridge.
Yeah, exactly. So you don't pay the toll that way if you walk over.
Yeah.
No, we try to convey people. I say, you know, this is the true meaning of Christmas because, you know, we say Rockefeller Center, forget about it because you got a tree. It's all corporate. It's the windows. It's beautiful. I get it. But if you really want to get the true sense of what the holiday means and the homeowners and what they're doing, and we don't just show the houses. We want people to hear the stories behind it. You know, when Lucy started and the neighbors knocked on her door to complain, when she did the thing she said to them was, "You don't like it, move."
What? Right? Say, yeah.
And then when she continued with the lights, they had the nerve to call the cops on her. That's when she really got pissed off and she hired a band to play Christmas carols outside her house for about a week.
You know what I don't see anymore? They used to have like Elmo outside and Santa Claus.
He was there just the other night. They don't do it as often.
Yeah.
But it's
been raining.
Yeah. And the other thing too, raining and snowing.
Yeah.
And the other thing too is, I don't know if you remember, but years ago, she used to have a Santa. It was her nephew.
Right, I remember him. Yeah, the heavy guy.
He passed away. Yeah. But she used to have him a Santa. So she gets a call two weeks ago.
He used to peel the onions back in the
trailer. Exactly. At the feast, right.
At San Gennaro. Yeah.
And she would always use him. She'd get dressed up sometimes like Mrs. Claus. She told me, we did an interview about 2 weeks ago. She said she got a call from a woman. She says, "You don't know me. My son, though, has been coming to see your light since he was a kid. He's now an adult. And on Saturday, this past Saturday at 7:30, he wants to propose to his girlfriend. Can she sit on Santa's lap?" Lucy said, "That was my nephew. He passed away years ago." She goes, "But if you're telling me what you're telling me," she goes, "I'll make it happen. I'll get you a Santa."
Wow.
And people have proposed. People have taken their wedding photos outside of Lucy's, you know. And it really now has become this worldwide phenomenon. You know, it is just as important a location for Christmas in New York City as the tree, as the windows, as Rockefeller Center.
And that's what I'm talking about. If you're like people who are listening right now, in other parts of the United States, in other parts of the world too. And if you're coming to New York City for the holidays, you've got to check this out. You've got to get online. It's a sliceofbrooklyn.com. And all the pictures there, all the info's there. They'll let you know the times and everything when they do the trips. And besides Christmas, you do the pizza tour, correct?
Yeah, we started with the pizza tour where we take people and we take them to eat pizza, see movie locations like Goodfellas and Saturday Night Fever. And we use the screens of the bus all the time to sort of convey the story through old photos, slides, music, and those clips so you know exactly.
Yeah.
And sometimes we got people on the bus who have always wanted to see Brooklyn. They're having a good time. Maybe you can't really read them, right?
Yeah.
But suddenly now you're driving down 86th Street and recreating that opening scene to Saturday Night Fever for them with it playing on the screen. And suddenly this smile comes across their face. Or after L&B when we recreate the chase scene from the French Connection. Right?
Right. Yep.
And I tell them, you know, we'll try to hold off on the gunshots, but we'll recreate it for you. Suddenly you got somebody who's come here from God knows where around the world.
Yeah.
And even though they've been seeing Brooklyn for the day, it doesn't resonate as much as a movie they've seen since they were a kid.
Right.
And now they are in that movie. Locations that we grew up with,
right?
I always tell this story that when Saturday Night Fever came out, it was my first, I tell this on the bus too, it was my first R-rated movie that I snuck into underage at the Oriental. Now, I knew they were filming because I used to live near Phillips Dance Studio.
Yeah.
And we'd rush to see Travolta when he came out, you know, and got into the limo. Mm-hmm. But as a Brooklynite, sitting in that movie theater, the Oriental, and sneaking in underage, and then for that opening scene to be the street outside the block of the theater where you're sitting in, and Lenny's and everything. I mean, you remember what it did.
It was surreal. Oh, I mean, it was unbelievable. It was
a great pride. Time. I mean, as Brooklynites, we all have this amazing pride.
And what movie did you have growing up? Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Ant? What did you have?
Michelangelo.
What did you have?
Spider-Man.
We had movies.
Spider-Man.
We had French Connection. We had The Warriors.
Oh, The Warriors.
We had great movies.
And now my generation has The Irishman.
What did you have?
The Irishman.
Tommy Boy?
How many spots? I know one spot in the neighborhood was in The Irishman, and that's New Corner.
New Corner.
But was there another one?
Yes.
There's a lot of the other
ones. So I immediately recognized it, and I don't understand how I recognized it so quick. I don't remember who it was. But someone comes out of their house in The Irishman around the 7 hour mark of the movie, and he's in a robe, and he comes downstairs and he's talking.
Right,
to somebody.
Right, I saw that. That looked like 19th Avenue around there.
It was 17th Avenue.
I know it. I know
it. It was 17th Avenue and around 80th, maybe 79th. You know where? What's the sandwich store over there? The little one, Panina Rustico.
I don't know. Panina Rustico
is like a couple of blocks down from there. I said, son of a bitch, I know this place and I can't. And then after looking at it for more than a split second, I realized in 2 seconds where it was.
Yeah.
But that's all supposed to be done in Philly. But they said it was Philly.
Well, the cemetery where he went to go pick out his plot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's across the street from Greenwood?
No, that was Knollwood. I think Knollwood's in Queens.
Oh, is it?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
He picks out the green one.
And that was, you know, he did that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Why did he do that?
Because he's Irish.
Oh, okay. I thought there was
why?
Something. I don't know. You said, oh, you know why he did that.
Because he's a Ninja Turtle. That's why.
You know, Tony, I'm glad you're here because my life has come full circle with something.
Uh-oh.
Now, I worked in a deli. That's my claim to fame for
Which one?
I worked in Ravioli Fair.
Yeah, sure.
For 7 years. Great the place. Best people in the world. I will talk them up for the rest of
I'd
my life.
I always go there for my prosciutto mozzarella heroes.
Yeah, you know, you went there a lot. And that's what I'm here to talk to you about today, Tony.
Uh-oh. You never tipped him?
No. That's not what it was.
That was you?
Now, yes. Now, the worst thing about working in a deli is cleaning the slicer. And then someone coming in to ask for more food.
Exactly. When you're ready to close.
Now, you break your ass in a deli. I mean, you work there for seven. Every shift is at least
here
7 hours.
Sure. Here we go.
So every year around Christmas time,
here we go.
The store closed at 7.
Yeah.
And at 6:45,
right.
I'd have my rag. I'd be cleaning up the slicer. I'd be shutting the lights in all the different refrigerators, putting the cheeses away. Getting the wrapping the cold cuts up for tomorrow.
Ugh. Theoretically, you're closing 15 minutes early, but go ahead.
Right. And at 6:55,
he would come in.
The bell would ring at the door. And I'd look over my shoulder. I'd say, all right, maybe it's an old lady looking for cold cuts. And it's this guy with 45 people behind him.
Get out of here.
That was you.
I'm hot to not come out. Come on.
And I would look and I'd say, son of a bitch.
Did he give you a tip? Did he give you a tip?
Of course they tipped and everything. And I mean, they would they'd hand menus out to everybody. And these are just people who he'd have to explain to them what prosciutto and mozzarella on his sandwiches.
Yeah.
We'd be there till 7 freaking
days. They used to have it scrambled eggs and spam, these people.
I'd work goddamn overtime because of these people.
Yeah,
Every year, I would curse. This tour every single year.
You know, that's a great thing.
Get out
of here. What are these people?
How long did it take you to make that up? Strunz.
What do these tourists do when they come to like an L&B? What do they do when they look at that pizza?
So what they literally
they're used to eating what? Like Little Caesars, you know?
Like Pizza Hut. One of the best stories I tell is we had a family, the father with his two sons. The wife wasn't there, and the sons, one of them must have been like in his higher teens, 17, 18. The other kid must have been like maybe 10. And the father goes, you know, I won't do the accent because I can't, but he says, I want to let you know, my son, my oldest one, he knows his pizza, so his pizza better be good. So we get to Spumoni Gardens. I said, now I'm curious to see what you think of this place. I go, this is my favorite pizzeria, hands down. This is where I grew up.
Right.
I know these people. It's a tradition. We came here for Spumoni, for pizza. We finish. They're coming out to get back on the bus. And I said to the kid, I go, so what do you think? And he looks at me. He goes, now what am I supposed to do? I go, what do you mean? He goes, I'm going back to Australia. I'll never eat this pizza again. It's the best pizza I ever had.
Yeah, yeah.
And the converts that we have. Now, don't get me wrong. There's people like Neapolitan. There's people like Cesar.
Yeah.
But there's something about that pizza. And when we do some of the older groups that come from, you know, the retired groups who come from New York, I mean, from New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Long Island, Connecticut, and they go, that's how my Sicilian grandmother made the pizza.
Yeah.
That is, you know, that is one of the highest,
they
you know.
They put the cheese under the sauce. Yeah. Under the sauce. Then a little grated cheese on top.
That pizza will never get old.
No, never.
Yeah.
Speaking of
never.
Food, Joe, Tony brought pastries here from Villa Latte. Why don't you pick them up and put them on the table?
I don't want to block his sign, Obi.
Oh, no, don't worry
about
that.
The sign's in the front
that's
by
okay.
the camera.
What'd you
I
get?
I bought you guys, so it's Christmas time, so I bought you,
the
struffoli.
Look at this. This is beautiful.
Wow. You got to have struffoli.
Yeah. Struffoli.
I bought some cannoli for you guys as well.
I'm goes at home.
And I got the...
Joe's going to wind up pocketing these and taking them home.
Wow. And those, that's the panettone.
Oh, the panettone.
What do you want?
Now, this, the struffoli, actually, Joe, this started in your motherland, in Sicily.
Yeah.
That's where it started, called struffoli pignolata, yeah. Whereas the panettone, that's more of like a northern thing from Milan.
Right.
But that's the thing about this time of year, you know, like, you know, I'm thinking about my order for Christmas Eve and the fish and, like, mm-hmm. you know, and this and, like,
do
my
you take them to, like, Villabate, the tourist
so
tour?
There's a lot of groups that once we're done with the pizza tour, because, again, some of them are transplanted New Yorkers,
yeah,
and Brooklynites, and we'll say, you know, anything we could do to spend a little extra time. If Coney Island's open, we'll obviously spend extra time at Coney Island, but if it's the off-season, I often recommend, I go, how about we go to Villabate? And you speak to Manny or Angela there, Anthony,
yeah.
and we'll just call them and say, listen, there's 50 people coming, and they're great. They got the girls working. But the people will come there, and it's like, you know, they touch the sky. It's
you
like
ever have the sandwich with the ice cream in there?
The brioche.
No, I never had that.
A brioche.
Never
do
had
it.
I have
do
the
it.
Gelato What's there all yeah. the time, but I never tried a sandwich.
It's in a sweet bread. It's
Let
a
me
brioche.
Tell you something.
Tell me while I'm opening the cannoli.
Don't open a cannoli.
You really taking these home?
I'm taking everything home.
What are you, Jerry Seinfeld's mother and father that you're taking?
I'll trade your panettone for cannoli.
Take the whole thing home.
By I don't the want way, the whole thing.
Forget it.
By the way, here's a tip about panettone.
I'll take the little honey balls.
You'll take the honey balls?
All right.
Ant, wasn't that your nickname in high school, Honey Balls?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Oh, yeah.
Man, you fit right
yeah,
in
there
here.
Was a lot. Yeah.
Oh, my God. You fit right in here.
Yeah.
Hey, wow. Listen. By the way, quick tip, because I'm a gavone. I love to eat.
Yeah.
You ever notice how you always end up with way too much panettone, more than you need? Everybody, I mean, Italians, everybody brings it.
Dip it in coffee.
Not only dip it in coffee, Joe, that... But this makes an amazing French toast. You cut that thick.
Ooh.
There you go. There you go. There you go. You got that. I got the cannolis.
Abundance.
So
abundance. And the $10 Dunkin' Donuts gift cards.
And don't forget about, I'm going to say that right now.
Don't mention it.
Then you better fess up. This is it. You got to say it.
Joe, there's a lot of people listening.
Yes or no?
Yeah, you can keep the cannoli.
Oh, you got to fess up. Okay, I got it.
Here.
I got it. I got it.
So you drive a hard bargain.
My God.
That's what happens. You throw out, you talk too much.
Sold to the man with the electric cigar.
Let me explain something to everybody. Let me explain something to everybody. Anthony talks too much. And one day he's going to get in trouble because he doesn't know when to keep quiet. I got to tell your mother about that next time I see her in Home Goods.
Joe, that is a perfect note for us to wrap this up.
No, I'm not done.
We're not done.
I'm not done.
You know how long we've been doing this for?
How long have we been?
We're on 25 minutes.
That's
already.
Good. All right, we got 5 more minutes. We got 5 more minutes.
Right. All right.
So I just want everybody out there, even if you're in New York City, because there's a lot of people that live in this city that don't know this city.
Uh-huh.
Like me, I've never been to the Statue of Liberty.
Me either. Don't plan on it either.
Don't open those honey balls.
My
I'm going to bust your ass. Don't open those honey balls.
I don't know if he's going to have to censor that
this
one.
This is what I want to tell you. If you're in, let's say you're in Long Island and everything, and you don't want to do that whole thing driving around. Because driving around, especially Dyker Heights, is crazy.
It's a
nightmare. You just don't go to Dyker Heights. You go to
different locations. The thing is, you know, for the price of what it's going to cost you round trip for an Uber or a cab, you know, we'll pick you up in Manhattan. We don't just take you to Dyker. Union Square, exactly.
Yeah.
All our tours leave from Union Square. But what we do is we'll take people off the beaten path. Like Bay Ridge has some beautiful homes. So we'll take them there where it's nice and
Shore
quiet.
Road.
Yeah, exactly. Colonial.
My friend's house in Staten Island, you got to get this on the list.
Who's
107 Sharrett's Road.
Who's he?
He's been all over the news this week.
Look
he was on. He was on Nightline this week.
What's his name?
Joe DiMartino.
DiMartino.
And
I've heard that name.
His house is... Yeah. He has over 500 animated statues.
Isn't it amazing what people do?
Yeah.
And then when you talk to them, they're like little kids. Like, their passion is amazing.
The Joe Murray home in
the
Ponza, Queens. Yeah. That's another one.
Wow, it's beautiful.
You could do a five-borough tour.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
You could do a five-borough tour.
Frank, he's out in, I forget his name,
But the Gambardella home in Gambardella, Bronx there, yeah. There's mm-hmm. a lot of them.
But we want people to understand the traditions and, like, understand the history behind it. So then we go to Dyker Heights and we escort them around and, you know, we'll tell them about Lucy and her history, the Palazzotto, Frank Fogliano around the corner. Then we take
a lot of vowels.
A couple. Yeah. Couple. And then we take them over to Bensonhurst because you got Robert DeLauro, his house. He takes his house and his mother-in-law's house next door.
Yeah.
Puts up all the lights. And what happens is when you pull the bus up to his house, you put your transmitter on the radio or your car to 89.1 FM, which isn't a station.
So he's taking my radio.
It's his transmitter. There's no station. And you watch all the lights move in unison from your car like you're at a drive-in movie. It's amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, you know, Sam the Greek guy on 14th and 71st, that three-story house that's all lit up.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Even the roof of it, it's a three-story house. It's on, like...
It's Philadelphia, right?
No. That's another one. That's another one. Yeah, that's another one.
What's the block?
It's 71st and 14th. It's a three-story house.
What's his name?
Sam the Greek.
Is it?
He's got a diner, right?
Sam the Greek. No, he's got a construction company. He built that house, Athens Construction.
Is it on 14th Avenue?
Yeah.
It's the one that has Santa Claus with the reindeer going out into the street.
Yeah, on the power lines.
The guy hangs Santa Claus, and it looks like Santa Claus is flying out with his reindeer through the power lines in the middle of the street.
It's incredible. Yeah. Love it.
People asked us just the other night. They said, is he allowed to do that? I'm like, this is Brooklyn.
Yeah,
Brooklyn.
Don't worry about it.
You know, I'm sure he knows a guy.
Yeah.
Tell that rap bastard to keep his mouth shut.
Well, listen, everybody. It's Christmas time in New York City, and if you're going to be visiting the New York City area, and you really want to do something special with the family, if you're coming in from overseas, if you're coming in from other parts of the country, get online, get to asliceofbrooklyn.com, correct?
Thank you, Joe, yep.
And during the Christmas season, from Thanksgiving to
the 31st.
The 31st of December, you're going to have one of the best times ever. Besides seeing some amazing lights, they give you some great treats on the bus. They take you for some great food. It's really, really a great time. And then in the summer months, we do a Slice of Brooklyn pizza tour, which is the same website. And if I were you, I would definitely, if you're going to be doing this and coming in, book far in advance because these tours do book up,
they
correct?
Do. Thank you, Joe. They really do. We're actually working. We have a chocolate tour since the last time I spoke to you. And now in the spring, we're going to be launching the brewery and distillery tour of Brooklyn.
Wow. That's very good. Yeah. You know, the Circle Line does a tour, a Circle Brooklyn tour.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They go all along the coast
of Brooklyn. And I did that. I drove
did
the
you?
Boat.
Oh, yeah. I saw that. That was with a bunch of winners.
I drove the boat around Brooklyn. Guy makes me to drive a Circle Line around Brooklyn.
Yes. It was like driving a caddy. Wasn't it?
Yeah, it was really unbelievable. I see me with the hat. I look like one of the village people. It was unbelievable.
Oh, my God. I'm Anthony from the all-new 102.7.
And I'm Brooklyn's own Joe Causey. Tony Miura, thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you, guys.
And Merry Christmas.
Buon Natale.
Buon Natale. Happy holidays, everybody. Happy Hanukkah. Happy Kwanzaa. Did we miss anything?
Festivus.
No,
Festivus for all Estivus, yeah.
Happy Toyotathon. But also, I want to hear Santa Clausy before we go. Give us a little, you know.
Oh, my Santa Clausy voice?
Santa Clausy, yeah.
Well, what I'm trying to say is, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight?
Merry Christmas to all.
And to all a good night.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.